Country music has a rich heritage filled with thousands of songs by hundreds of artists whose talent has made a deep and lasting impression on many of the popular songs we hear today. Now I invite you to listen as we turn back the gears to once again enjoy the music of many of the talented entertainers who have gone before. I'm Ron Barlow, and these are my memories on the Country Cavalcade. Country music in the 1960s continued to grow in popularity as more and more radio stations began programming country music on a full-time basis. Recording companies moved to Nashville, and it has been reported that as much as 80% of all popular music was now being recorded in Nashville, Music City, USA, which in turn was attracting more and better studio musicians to back up artists, recording every type of music from pop to rock and country to rhythm and blues and gospel. Hee-Haw was a national hit by 1969, and the Grand Ole Opry was becoming bigger than ever and had expanded to Opryland, a huge amusement park just outside of Nashville, and was constructing a great new radio broadcasting studio and auditorium to house the Mother Church of Country Music at Opryland. And the number of stars continued to grow. Many of the artists who were struggling pickers in the 1950s were now superstars with agents, managers, and million-dollar buses to furnish all the comforts of home while on nationwide appearance tours. New names of the 1950s country scene, like Buck Owens, were now megastars commanding huge fees for appearances and selling millions of records, like Buck's 1968 hit of I've Got a Tiger by the Tail.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, every night you drag me where the bright lights are found. There ain't no way to slow you down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Buck Owens is Buckaroos and a megastar on his way to fame and fortune with that 1968 hit of Tiger by the Tail. In 1965, a young man came onto the country scene, a young man who had established himself as a rock star. In fact, the movie Bye Bye Birdie was based on the life of Conway Twitty. However, Conway had written a song, put it on the B-side of a record, and shipped it out all over the country. In Columbus, Ohio, that B-side began to catch on, and Conway Twitty all of a sudden found himself with a giant nationwide hit, which was to establish him as a country star. Later, Conway moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and went on to record for many years many great hits. But here's the song that started a country career for rock star Conway Twitty.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you care. My hopes and my dream come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you care for me. But it's only me. Believe. My hopes, my dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control.
Conway Twitty, another giant of the country music scene to come out of the 1960s. Well, here's a story that is of great interest. Tom T. Hall had been writing songs for a lot of people, known as the poet of the common people. But he was to write one song that turned out to be a mega hit for an unknown recording star. Tom T. took the song to his friend Shelby Singleton at a small studio in Nashville, Plantation Records, and they had the demonstrator play the song, and they listened to the way it came out. They liked the way it was done by the demonstrator, and so they asked her to record the song on the Plantation label. It later went number one on all the country charts, and also it was a number one pop song for Jeannie C. Riley, the Tom T. Hall hit about that famous Harper Valley PTA meeting.
Sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini
Huge hit for Tom T. Hall, who wrote the song, and a career starter for Jeannie C. Riley. Incidentally, later, a movie made of the story of the Harper Valley PTA also proved to be very successful. Here's another crossover tune. This one was almost a mistake. During the recording session, one of the speakers on an amplifier blew, and the sound that the instrument, the guitar, was making turned out to be a very strange sound. However, Marty Robbins was recording and doing such a good job on the recording session in 1961, the producer decided to leave the sound in. They always thought that they could re-record it if need be, but the sound turned out to be a very unique sound that turned this song into a number one country song and a song that would go number three on all the pop charts for Marty Robbins. That broken speaker is very obvious at the end of the song, but it left a lasting impression on those who were listening to the song, and it turned out to be one of the biggest songs ever recorded by a country superstar, Marty Robbins. We're listening to the hits of the 1960s, and here's one that came out in 1969 for Johnny Cash. This also was a crossover song that went number one on the country charts, number two on the pop charts. A big hit for Johnny, the story about a boy named Sue.
Sue Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, peeling stud, such a dirty, mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helps to make you strong. Yeah. Now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun. Called him a pawn, he called me a son. And I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still think that name.
No doubt about it, a very popular song, Johnny Cash, and a crossover hit for him in the 1960s, one of the biggies, called A Boy Named Sue. We turn now to the song that Billboard magazine lists as the number one song on their top 100 hot country singles list of all time. Billboard magazine marked this one number one, the very top of the list. It also was a great crossover song for Leroy Van Dyke. And Walk On By from 1961.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner.
in a dimly lit corner at a place outside of town. Tonight we'll try to say goodbye again. But I know it's not over. I'll call tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so why pretend? Just walk on by. Wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by. Wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
Billboard magazine, who did not start keeping country charts until 1959, lists that as the number one country song of all time on their Hot Country Singles. Of course, since then, songs have not remained on the charts as long as they did back in the late 50s and through the 60s, because there's so much more competition today. And Billboard also removes songs after 20 weeks, further tilting its standings toward the older classics. But Leroy Van Dyke, the auctioneer, the young man who has the honor of that number one song, the one you just heard called Walk On By. Well, here comes a young man who in the mid-1960s was playing in many different bands in Nashville, and he had written some very serious songs for Ray Price and Johnny Cash, but on the side he was having fun writing novelty tunes. Well, those novelty tunes began catching on, and in 1965, Roger Miller, the Wild Child, established himself as a major country music star with King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing.
The late Roger Miller, very recently inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame for giants like King of the Road. Sonny James, the Southern Gentleman, had established himself as a country music recording star and a superstar in the mid-1950s with his song Young Love, which was a big crossover tune. And Sonny continued through the 50s and 60s to record big hit songs, songs like I'll Never Find Another You in 1967, and You're the Only World I Know in 1965.
You're the only world I know. You're the one I can't let go. You're my laughter and my tears, and I love you all my years. You're the beating of my heart. You're my thoughts when we're apart. You're the one I can't let go. You're the only, only world I know.
Sonny James, the Southern Gentleman, a gentleman who was to continue to have an influence on country music through the 1960s and well into the 1970s, as was this next artist, Jerry Lee Lewis. Well established as a rockabilly star in the 1950s, went on to record many, many hits like his 1969 hit recording of She Even Woke Me Up to Say Goodbye.
Morning's come, and Lord, my mind is aching. Yes, it is. Sunshine standing quietly at my door. Just like the dawn, my heart is silently breaking. But my tears, it goes from me to the floor. Once again, the whole town will be talking. Yes, they will. Lord, I see the pity that's in their eyes. They can never understand. It's her sorrow, it's not a man. And no matter what they say, we know she tried. They dispatch her soft things, and she's left me. And I know she didn't mean to make me cry. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why, she even woke me up to say goodbye. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. me up
to say goodbye.
Goodbye, baby.
Jerry Lee Lewis at his very best in 1969. Here's a song from 1961 that Billboard magazine lists as the number two song on their top 100 hot country singles of all time list. Hank Laughlin, country music's Irish tenor, and a big song for Hank in 1961.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you to.
Laughlin and another giant of country music, Please Help Me, I'm Fallin', Hank's 1961 hit song. In the early 1960s, Bill Anderson was appearing on a show at Frontier Ranch just outside of Columbus, Ohio. A young female performer on the show impressed Bill so much that he asked her to come to Nashville. When Connie Smith arrived in Nashville, Bill had written a song called Once a Day. And in 1964, Connie Smith recorded that song. It became another big hit in the 1960s for cute and country Connie Smith.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would.
Once
Lonnie Smith's Once a Day, another big hit song on that top 100 country singles chart by Billboard magazine. Well, 1960s, we saw the Bakersfield sound beginning to catch on. Buck Owens already establishing himself as a star. And then along comes another gentleman from Bakersfield, California, Merle Haggard. And incidentally, I understand they are going to be doing a life story of Merle, his early days before he became a country star, and the problems he had growing up out in California, in the Bakersfield area. But here's a song from the 1960s that helped establish Merle as a major country singer, a song that probably, in a way, tells a little bit about his early life. Merle Haggard, his band The Strangers, and the Working Man's Blues.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working man dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working as long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometimes I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. Gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. Two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man.
Merle Haggard and a song for the working man in 1969. Also in 1969, we saw a black entertainer become a major country music star. 1969, Charlie Pride came to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry as one of the major stars of country music with a song written many, many years earlier by the late Hank Williams. Charlie Pride's recording of Kalijah.
Kalijah was hooting and standing by the door. He fell in love with the Indian maid over in the antique store. Kalijah. Well, he stood there and said he never let it show. Cause he could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a tommy hump. The maiden work of beads and braids, and hope someday he talked.
Well, he stood there as a lonely as can be. Oh, his heart was of an old pine knotted tree, tree to tree. Old Rope Elijah, well, he never got a kiss. Old Rope Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that he's faced to the rest? Elijah, that poor old wooden thing.
Have a good time.
And then one day, a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid. He took her home so far away, but Oak Elijah stayed. Elijah, oh, mama. Well, he stood there, said he never let it show.
Charlie Pride before a very appreciative audience, no doubt about that, and his 1969 hit recording of the old Hank Williams classic, Kalijah. Now we move on to the voice of Miss Loretta Lynn. She had worked long and hard to become a country music recording star. She and her husband Mooney visiting country disc jockeys all over the United States to convince them to play her music. Well, in 1965, it paid off with Loretta Lynn's recording of The Blue Kentucky Girl. Loretta Lynn's Blue Kentucky Girl, a song that helped establish her as a major country music star who even today continues to do appearances and record the hits. Well, here was a giant combination. In fact, they were the duet of the year from the Country Music Association for several years in the late 1960s. I'm talking about Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton. Later, there was a bitter dispute after their breakup, and only a few years ago did they begin to mend fences. But in the 1960s, the late 60s, they were a hot item on all the country music charts with songs like The Last Thing on My Mind.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand.
In the wake of an eye, my soul is turning, in your hand, in your hand.
Are you going away with the word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you, but it didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on the mind.
Subways rumbling underground, underground.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind.
I've got reason aplenty for going.
This I know, this I know.
The weeds have been steadily growing.
Please don't go, please don't go.
Are you going away with the word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? You know that was the last thing on the mind. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on the mind. You know that was the last thing on the mind.
The song that helped establish them as the duet of the year in 1968, that, of course, Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton. Well, no song from the 1960s, or song show, I should say, would be complete without a hit from George Jones. He had many through the 1960s, actually recording his first hit in the mid-1950s. And even today, a major star in country music. But in 1964, a big hit for George about a race that was on.
I feel tears welling up, cold and deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, short and painful, that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard when she wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that'll hide the sorrow when I'm a brick right down and ball. Well, the race is
on, and here comes pride up the back stretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. I try not to fall.
My heart's out of the running. Pulled up, scratched for another sake. The race is
on, and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
One day I adventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How little the fear of you up each morning, thinking that you're gone from me. Aching in vain in my heart, for the day was the one I had to face. So mighty new came up to win her. I came out in second place. So now the race is on,
and here comes Pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fly.
My heart's out of the running. Through the grass for another to say. The race is
on, and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
Very recognizable style and voice, George Jones from 1965, and the race was still on. Ferlin Husky came into the 1960s in 1961 with a song that was to go on to Billboard's Hot 100 list as the number five song. The number five all-time hit song on the Billboard list of top tunes. It was a song that had a very distinctive gospel flavor by Ferlin Husky.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when troubles surround,
in the 1960s, you probably heard Don Meredith sing this song several times. When a game would get completely out of reach, he would go back into his file of hits and favorites and pick out this Willie Nelson hit from 1967 to inform everybody that the party was over.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun. But look at me, I'm almost crying. But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery calls for me, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying, pieces, wasn't trying. Life for me was just one party and then another. I broke her heart so many times, had to have my hearty wine. Then one day she said, "Sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over." They say that all good things must end. Call it the night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
An appropriate ending for our show, saluting the hits of the 1960s. Willie Nelson's great song from the 1960s, Turn Out the Light, The Party's Over. You have been listening to some of the classic country and western songs that have set the standard for much of today's popular music. These are some of my memories. I'm Ron Barlow, and this has been the Country Cavalcade.